Congress returns from its summer break today, picking up right where it left off. A pair of bipartisan lawmakers is renewing its demands for the Justice Department to publicly release all files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. This as a House oversight panel steps up its probe, with some members meeting today with survivors of the late financier's alleged sex trafficking ring. The top Democrat on the committee says Epstein's estate is expected to hand over documents that could include a book that the Wall Street Journal claims contains an explicit birthday message President Trump wrote to Epstein in 2003. Trump denied the story, calling the message a fake, and he sued the paper and its owner for libel. Now, over in the Senate, there is a major hearing later this week with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It will be his first appearance on Capitol Hill since the CDC director was fired and other agency leaders resigned in protest over vaccine policy. And the countdown is on to fund the government. Lawmakers must pass a spending bill by the end of this month or face a potential shutdown. There is not much trust on either side of the aisle right now after the White House tried last week to claw back billions of dollars in congressionally appropriated foreign aid. So the next few weeks could be pretty challenging up here.